something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Calabar, Calabar Ministry Center, Central Church, 16 Ayo Eta Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0806-738-2777 or 081-179-76302 or send an email to Radio Transmissions at loveworld360.com. This message is titled Prevailing Prayer.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. No matter what he tries, Satan is defeated. He will never rise again. He's been paralyzed. Enemy is conquered. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. James chapter 5, book of James. Chapter 5. Is there something that we can do? Can we change a man's destiny? Can we alter the course of events? Can we change things in our lives and in the lives of others? Can we make a dying man live? Can we change a nation? James chapter 5. I'm reading from verse 14. 13 may be all right. Somebody got the Amplified. Just let me get Amplified version. Get it for me quick. From verse 13. Is any sick among you, or is any among you afflicted? That's verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him what? I want you to answer me like you heard me. Thank you. Is any among you afflicted? Let him what? Did you say let him cry?
No.
Let him weep?
No.
Let him go to the village?
No.
Let him find a native doctor? Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him dance. Is any merry? Let him organize a meeting for townspeople. Is any merry? Let him drink beer. Is any merry? Let him pour champagne on his head.
No.
The Bible says, is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Who are the elders of the church? This scripture just tells you. Makibakradis ko shandalagida. Any elder that cannot heal the sick is not an elder, period. It's here. That's it. It's right there. He says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the oil of faith, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the doctor shall raise him up. No, sir. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. So all those who are called elders, but they don't pray for the sick, are not elders. Because the prayer of faith of the elders works. If it doesn't work, it didn't come from the elder. You know how you're an elder? An elder doesn't... He's not talking about somebody who has gray hair. No, he's not talking about someone, you know, who's been a preacher a long, long time. He's talking about someone who has known the Lord, not who has found the Lord. Thank God I found the Lord 12 years ago. Nah, one who has come to know him by acquaintance. I mean, if you know people who are married and love each other and they've been together many, many years, after a while they start to look alike. They begin to resemble. Now, when you get home, you can ask your wife, do we resemble? You know what I just remembered? When trouble strikes in some homes and where they refuse to listen to the word of God and let the word of God dominate them. This is the lady has her own special number and the man has his own special number. After fighting or, you know, beating her up if he could, because sometimes it's the other way around. Then the lady begins her song, Satan, woe unto you, all power belongs to Jesus. But she's singing, just letting him hear. Satan, woe unto you, all power. Then the man has his own special number. On the last day, only true believers. Hallelujah. Wonderful. I think there are better songs to sing at such times, all right? Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, so we're here in verse 16, where our theme scripture is. Verse 16 now, James chapter 5, we've been reading. Confess your faults one to another and fight one another. No. Come on, talk to me now. Are you sure? Confess your faults one to another and betray one another. No. Confess your faults one to another and sue one another. No. Okay, confess your faults to the police. No. The Bible says confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that she may be healed. Now, the next line. The, read it with me. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth a little?
No.
Availeth gradually?
No.
What? Much! That means availeth tremendously. I want to read it to you from the Amplified. Boy, you would love it. If I didn't have the Amplified version, for this verse alone, I would have bought one. Let me just read it to you. It says here, confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another, that ye may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. It says, the earnest, this is what I like, the earnest, heartfelt, continued, he's still talking about the same thing, earnest, that means heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled, Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0806-738-2777 or 081-179-76302 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life. And then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Calabar, Calabar Ministry Center, Central Church, 16 Ayo Eta Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0806-738-2777 or 081-179-76302 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This message is titled Prevailing Prayer. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveworldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.